Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the state parties of the non-alignment movement and other state parties to the Biological and Toxic Weapons Convention. NAM and other state parties to the BWC welcomed that during the 2017 Minnesota state parties, the Biological Weapon Convention reached a consensus on international program from 2018 to 2020. The purpose of this ISP is to discuss, to promote common understanding and effective action, and those issues identified for the inclusion in the intersectional program. The work on the intersectional program will be guided by the aim of strengthening the implementation of all articles of the convention in order to better respond to current challenge. The group of NAN and other state parties to the BWC highlights that the intersectional period is important in the action of detailed treaty provision of the implementation. We believe that the ISP should aim and achieve progress on the implementation of all articles of the convention in a balanced, comprehensive, and consensus-based approach. NAM and other state parties to the BWC note the chair's communication dated 23rd July 2018, in which circulates his proposal for the structure of the discussion under the agreed agenda of item of MS5. In this sense, the group is of the view of the following consideration. The group recalls that in accordance with the decision of the Aid Review Conference, the 2017 meeting of the State Party was convened under the chairmanship of the Ambassador Mandine Sim-Hild, a representative of NAM, who guide us to conclude our work effectively towards achieving a consensus on an intersectional process. The group recalls that in the report of the 2017 MSP, the State Party recognized the need to a balance in an ambition to improve the intersectional program. In this sense, the state parties agreed 5 meetings on expert, and we consider the following topics: MX1, cooperation and assistance; MX2, review of development on the field of science and technology; MX3, strengthening national implementation; MX4, assistance, response, and preparedness; and MX5, institutional strengthening of the convention. Under the consideration of MX5, the State Party only agreed in one subtopic of the agenda entitled Consideration of the Full Range of Approach and Actions to Further Strengthen the Convention and its Functioning through Possible Additional Legal Measures and Other Measures in the Framework of the Convention. The State Party did not agree on any other sub-item or subtopic to be discussed under the consideration of the MX5. The NAM state parties to the BWC note that the chair's communication, there is a list of subtopics for the structure of the discussion that was not agreed by the state parties. This structure includes topics that were in this under discussion of previous meeting on experts on this ISP, topics and subtopics, and also includes a subtopic regarding other possible measures for institutional strengthening the IISU and stabilize the financial situation. The group recalls paragraph 20 of the report of the 2017 NSP, and I quote, the meeting requested the chairman of the 2018 meeting of state parties to prepare an information paper in consultation with the United Nations Office at Geneva, the United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs, the Implementation Support Unit, and state parties on measures to address financial predictability and sustainable for the meetings agreed by the state parties and for the Implementation Support Unit for review by the state parties in 2018, and end the quote. In this sense, the state party of the BWC on the final report of the 2017 meeting on state parties do not agree to incorporate financial situation as a subtopic of MS5 or any other topic on the process and intersection or in any other topic of the intersectional period. The meeting expert has no mandate to talk about financial situation of the convention. Since the chairman of the MSP has a clear mandate to prepare an information paper in consultation with a state party in order to do so, the chair of the MSP convened this last Tuesday a meeting on this issue. To conclude, the NAM and other state party to the BWC request to the chair of the MX5 to modify his proposal of the structure of the discussion of this meeting and delete all the suit items or suit topic, including for the structure of the discussion, and keep only the suit item that was agreed by the state parties, entitled Consideration of the Fuller Range and Approach and Options to Further Strengthen the Convention and its Functioning through Possible Additional Legal Measures or Other Measures in the Framework of the Convention. NAM is looking forward to work with all the state parties on the continuation on the work on the framework of the convention. I thank you.